Welcome, one and all, to Aralus, a desolate land so corrupt the guards are paid mostly in bribes. With me, I have Secondary.
Evening all, Secondary here. I play Vala Ashbourne, a paladin to Ilmata.
Canix.
Hey, I'm Canix. I play Nora, the halfling bloodhunter.
JR.
G'day, I am JR, and I play Adana, the divine soul sorcerer and grave cleric.
Sky.
Hey there, I'm Sky. I play Iodanan, the halfling rogue.
And Kuro.
I am indeed Kuro. I play Ted, the total druid.
So, we also got some mail. I had a message sent to me saying that Ted's my favourite, and he heard that he didn't have Tavern Brawler because he didn't participate in the bar fight. But Vala and Adan still have Tavern Brawler.
Even though we didn't go in.
Yep.
Why do they get it? To which I say, mind your own business. Ted can now have Tavern Brawl. I'm not taking away from them. Get stuffed.
I thought we got it because the bar fight rolled out into the street in front of us.
No.
But you didn't end up going down. You went up the hill.
Yeah.
And to a little also, bit of a scuffle with a couple of body thieves or body snatchers.
It wasn't a scuffle.
No, it wasn't.
It was a shuffle. It was a shuffle. Also, our subscribe-a-thon for September is doing well.
Okay.
I've had to release four more people.
Oh, cool. Wow. Four.
Wow.
Yeah.
How many did you have again?
30.
30. Right.
30. Yeah, so, listen, I don't know how many bodies I can hide, so just maybe find your mum's phone, log in and subscribe, dad's phone, sister's phone, stepsister's phone. So you were currently at Iz's house, and you just attempted to open up the box, which led to Iodanan being paralyzed for a minute.
Really?
Can I poke Iodanan with the end of my staff?
As long as you don't mess with his hands, we need them to get this box open.
Okay, I will take the end of my stick and just poke him in the ribs to make sure that he's still breathing.
No medicine check needed. He's definitely breathing.
Aren't you supposed to be a healer?
I am.
Did that heal him?
He does not need any healing.
Could have fooled me.
Try it again, just in case.
He just seems to be a little paralyzed. He perhaps set off the trap in the box.
So yeah, Ted, what are you doing with the box?
Just holding it, looking down it.
Fair enough. Yeah, you're welcome to stay here. What time are you going anyway?
I think they wanted to meet at 10:30.
Oh, yeah. Well, you got about a long rest. You could probably have a long rest between now and then.
That would be helpful. I am a little exhausted. And do not have many ability to cast spells.
Well, yeah, I'm no genius, but if you're going to be fighting all through the night, probably a sleep's in order.
I could definitely do with a...
You smart bird.
Thank you, Issa.
Oh, that's all right. Feel free to lie anywhere on the floor.
Amazing.
Apart from there.
All right.
No, that's my spot.
Oh, okay. I'll lay down next to that spot.
What's done? And are you ready for a nap? I'll poke him again with the end of the staff. Is he still paralyzed?
It's slowly starting to wear off. You can mutter. You just can't move. You basically right. You can sort of talk without using your tongue.
I should say that on touching him this time, I'm going to use Lesser Restoration, which removes either disease or one condition afflicting it, which can be blinded, deafened, paralyzed, or poisoned.
Good.
Yeah. All right, you cast that spell, and now you don't get a long rest. I tricked you. The battle's here. It's time to go.
Well done. Thank you for that.
but please don't ever poke me with a stick again.
But it didn't work the first time, and I didn't want to bend down to the ground.
Am I that much of a lesser creature to you, Idan?
No, sure. No. It's after that run down the hill earlier and I got hit with a crossbow, my back is a little sore.
How old are you?
I have lost count.
Jeez.
Older than you, probably. I have wandered the desert in Adalas for over 35 years. Actually, you'd be close to 40.
You're human, aren't you?
I am.
So why should we have you on our little journey?
Because you seem to die a lot, little one.
I don't die. I sacrifice myself for others. But I don't die. It's evident right now, is it not?
You had me fooled. I thought you were dead 3 times.
Oh, I'm a master of trickery.
I was the one carrying you. You were...
A pincushion.
You were a pincushion.
Young Vala, I appreciate your honesty. But shush.
There he is.
Ugh. Hey, you don't need to get a little mad at me.
I'm gonna glide past that comment of yours because you are young and ignorant of the ways of the world.
To answer your question, young man, I am joining your group because I have a feeling that you may need someone to keep you alive. And I have a thing for killing necromancers whilst keeping their foes alive.
You do too, huh?
Aye. The great Kelimvor does not like necromancers.
Neither do my people.
It's lovely to have you.
You likewise. You are a funny one.
All right. Ted, you're putting the box away. Does anyone have anything to do before they go to sleep?
Nope.
No.
Can I need some sleep. Can I ask Ted something? Ted?
Mir?
Ted, tell me. Do you reckon I can get that box open? I know it paralyzed me, but...
Well, if you give it another crack, well...
Can you, I don't know, give me a little cheerleading or something? Give me a little inspiration?
Ted sort of pulls Eardarden slightly closer to him, like, and sort of reaches into his shell. See this here? This is my favorite lure. Ted puts it back in his shell.
Damn, that's enough inspiration I need. Give me that box. I'm getting
Ted
that thing open.
The box.
All right, so I'll say that you're suitably inspired. I'll give you advantage on this roll.
I'm really just intrigued by this box. And also, Ted is nice, so I want to do something nice for Ted.
Look at that, guys. He does have a heart, and it grew 3 sizes that day.
So first roll was a 26. Second roll, oh goodness, was a dirty 20. So 26.
Perfect. 26 with that. You got to the same point as last time, but this time your hand does not slip and the chest opens. And it's unlocked.
Well, Ted, this is for you.
And gently takes one of his fingernails and lifts the lid on the box.
All right. Inside, you see a tattered bit of leather. And as you open it, there is writing on the leather, and inside is a ring. On the leather, what languages do you know?
Aquan, Common, Deep Speech, and Druidic.
You know some of the symbols, but you just can't work out what it says.
Well, don't keep us in suspense. What is it?
It's a ring. I'm not entirely sure. There's some markings on this here leather wrapping. I recognize some of the symbols in Aquan, but can't make out what's written.
Does anyone know what language this is?
You all have a look. Do any of you have a primordial?
No.
No.
Mm.
Nope.
Ahem.
Izza, do you speak this language?
Let me have a look. Picks up the thing, has a quick look at it. You see Izza mutter a few things under her breath, and her eyes glint white for a little bit, and then she says, the power of fate should not be played with. That's all it says.
Is that all it says, or all that you say?
That's all it says, and all I say, because I'm reading it.
Ah, yes.
Oh, it also says, tip your alchemist.
What a strange and unknowable ancient text.
Yeah, my guess would be whoever was wearing this ring thought that maybe it was a little bit too much power for any person to wield. So they hid it in this box, and you found the box, so good job.
Tell me, Ted, are you going to keep this ring?
Sort of scratches his head. Well, I don't see why not, for the time being at least. I'd be at least a little interested in knowing what it supposedly does.
Perfect well, to rest and find out, I guess.
I was going to say, sometimes when you wear an item, you just kind of have a feel for what it does once you sort of bond with it a little.
Can a Don please make an Arcana check on it?
Yeah.
Yeah, 9.
I was about to ask if I could join that, honestly.
For a second there, you think that you could see some letters written on the inside of it in the fire, and then you just realize, no, that's a different book.
All right, well, let's get some rest, and Ted, you have a think about your ring. Maybe something will come to you through the rest, and then we can go and help get rid of these necromancers.
Sounds good.
Night, everyone.
So I need to ask a very important question.
Yep.
Ted, what do you do with the ring?
Ted will sort of look at the ring very carefully, sort of sitting in place, sort of inspecting a bit, and then sort of looks at its size, and then sort of looks at the size of his fingers.
You see it start to grow a little bit.
Well, ain't that mighty interesting? And he'll put it onto his left pinky finger.
It feels good. It feels extremely comfortable, like it was made for you.
Well, ain't that something?
So if no one else has anything to do before sleep.
If I may?
Yes.
Quickly going to approach Izza. Take off my ring and show her and just say, Izza, do you recognize this language on my ring?
All right. Well, I'll be honest. I should be able to recognize it tomorrow. But after helping you guys with your items and just casting that spell and then dropping concentration because I wasn't paying attention. I'm not going to be able to do it tonight, but let me have a look at it. I do know quite a few languages. Very smart, you know.
Much appreciated.
And she hands it back to you. So you guys head to bed. Iz is up, so she's going to wake you. And you rest. And
Vala's propped herself up in the corner. Still in her plate mail, helm still on, just, yeah, in the corner, keeping out of the way.
No problem at all. So, as you rest, Ted, slowly you feel the ring warming up. And as the heat on your finger gets warmer, it's not scary, it doesn't feel like it's going to burn, but you feel the heat start going up your arm and into your body. and then starts branching out from your heart to every part of your being, and then outwards further. You feel time slow down and speed up at the same time. You see yourself facing off against monsters and your friends in trouble. And then you see something. Something that you didn't believe was possible. But you now know that's going to happen. And I'm going to send you the description of the item.
Oh, boy.
Dun, dun, dun.
Basically, I need you to roll me a d20.
Mm-hmm. Six.
Perfect. All right, so keep that six. Now, that six is the result of something that you know is going to happen today. It can be anything as long as you see what's happening. So if there's an attack at one of your friends, before I roll, you can tell me that they rolled a six and missed. If there's a saving throw that they're about to save, like you cast a spell at them, you can tell me that they failed the saving throw with a six. And an ability check that you or the enemy makes, same thing. Understood?
Nice. Mm-hmm.
So that is called the Ring of Premonition, and you know that now. Well, you guys could have all been Fisher people, and you could have all had one. There's just like a whole box of them.
There's
underneath
a whole,
the pier.
Like, pile of...
Do we mark off a long rest then?
Oh, yeah, everyone take a long rest.
Woo!
Roost!
All right. You guys are asleep. Wakey, wakey! All right, did you say 10 or 11?
10:30, I think. We were meant to meet them.
Oh!
Wasn't it 10? I thought it was just 10.
Either way, you're late.
What?
I went for a walk.
Everybody up!
Yeah, my bad, guys. Good luck!
We all run out the door, then realize we've forgotten someone and run back.
We had best make haste. The only person that I think is possibly capable of taking on necromancers is that elf that decided to swipe my dagger and some of my coin.
And my sugar cakes.
Oh yes, and those sugar cakes.
Let's go.
As you all start running out, Nora, could you give me a persuasion roll?
A persuasion roll?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the closest thing to what I was looking for.
16.
Yeah. Iza grabs you and goes, "Hey, hey.
Hi.
Just before you go, take this."
Okay.
And she hands you a potion that's just glowing gold.
What is it?
Give it a try. Not now. When you want to get something right, give it a try.
All right.
You'll feel lucky. All right.
All right.
All right. Bye.
Bye. And I run back up to catch up with everyone else.
Okay, you guys run up to the north side of town. You come to the main gates where there's a station. And you see a rail cart leaving. And you see another rail cart still there on its own. These are manual rail carts, so people are going to have to actually up and down them. And can I get you to roll me a perception check, everyone?
19.
5.
24.
3.
19 for me as well.
Okay. So there's two 19s
out of my helm.
Oh, sorry. If you don't have dark vision, do it with disadvantage.
I'm pretty sure I've got dark vision anyway.
I think we do.
17.
I think have that. Ah.
Roll with disadvantage, and the second roll's a natural 20.
Oh. Hey, you still got 24.
Still 24.
So, 18.
18 and 17, and a 24. Okay, 18 and 17. You see Bruce, you see Stuna, you see a group, and you do see Teruseed on the cart that's leaving. And Everyone seems to be looking forward to the battle, apart from Teru, who sees you guys and he's waving back at you with a giant smile on his face. Hey, guys! Catch up! And, Ted, you see Stuna glaring back at you. On her face, it still says, Norm or Rail. Gnome or Rail. But her eyes are yellow. Like bright yellow.
Ted thinks to himself, I feel like that's somehow important, but I don't remember why.
Fair enough. So you guys are going to jump on the cart. Tell me how you're setting up.
Vala grabs the pump.
Excellent. All right, roll me athletics.
Dirty 20.
That'll do it. Off you go. Yeah, they already had speed. They've disappeared from sight. This is a rail that goes out to the town. They're like mining town sort of thing. They've got an encampment down there. But none of you have been this way before, so this will all be new. All right, so you're off on a good roll. Okay. I'll get, as you're paddling, pumping up and down, up and down. It is a bright night. Moon's out. But there's bushes. You see a tunnel coming up. And there is no lights inside the tunnel. As you enter the tunnel, since you're pumping, I'll get you to roll a d4, please.
That'll be a 2.
Perfect. As you're going through the tunnel, you're going to start hearing some noises. And you see some movement on the side. Can I get everyone to roll perception check? Disadvantage if you don't have dark vision.
Well, that's bad.
So is it just Vala that has night vision? Dark vision?
It seems that way.
Okay.
Natural right. 1.
6.
Heck yeah.
8.
It's the tunnel vision from a helmet, I tell you.
You've really got to take that helmet off, bro.
Not happening.
We are not a very perceptive group, despite my passive perception.
Well,
that's all right. So, can I get everyone to roll initiative? Starting from Vala.
17.
Eden, or Adan?
24.
Adanan?
10.
Nora?
7.
And Ted?
80.
80?
Wow.
All right. So, first up, Adan, you aren't surprised, and you know something's near you, so you can do an attack with disadvantage. You can't quite see what it is yet, though.
Can I do one better? Can I stamp my staff on the ground, cast light on it, which will provide 20-foot radius area. And so, yeah, 20-foot radius area, so 40-foot diameter around us, plus an extra 20 feet outside that of dim light. So that'll light up the immediate vicinity.
Yeah, no, it lights up the immediate vicinity.
And as a bonus action, knowing that something is there, I'm going to cast Shield of Faith on Vala. So increasing her AC by a plus 2.
Yeah.
Wait.
All good. You see something move extremely quickly along the side of the rail on the wall. As it lights up, it looks like a cape or just a movement of material, and then you see a blade as it pulls out a longsword, and it's going to attack. Nora.
Me? Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to attack you for...
Are we still all on the cart together?
You are. 2 to hit. And an 18 to hit.
That one hits.
I'm going to intercept with bonus action.
That'd be a reaction.
Sorry, reaction.
Unfortunately, my friend, this is the surprise round.
Yeah.
Mm. Ah, okay. Fair enough.
So next turn you'll be able to do that, but unfortunately this is coming out of nowhere. So yeah. It's not even in initiative order yet. Or it's initiative order, but you can't do anything.
I just have the feet, so I can't be surprised.
You are not high enough level to do that.
Okay, so back up to you, Adan. 6 damage, Nora.
Oh, 6? Okay.
Yeah.
How far away is the creature from me?
It's clinging to the side of the cart, and Nora's just in front of you. It's in melee range.
Then I would like to Sacred Flame it.
Alrighty then.
So it's a 15 dex save.
If this comes through, it's -2 from what comes through because it's a reduced threat one. Oh, doesn't matter anyway. So it got a 3.
Okay. That is 6 radiant damage.
Excellent.
And that is all I will do.
All right. Next up is Ted, followed by Vala. You're on deck. So, Ted, you see a wraith-like creature or a white-like creature coming, clinging to the side and attacking.
Thing away from
You're on the other side of the cart, so 10 feet.
Are there people in the way?
You can make the shot.
Ted is not sure. Ted will attempt to try and stab at the All thing right. with his spear.
Cool.
Would you like me to do this with disadvantage? Because
no, no.
Still in the way.
No, there's a big light. There's a big light. Okay. You can see it's a spear there for stabbing. They used to use them in shield walls. 21
to hit.
You hit.
Dab at it with 3 points of damage.
Yeah, you see, it doesn't really hurt it as much as you think it should. Sort of pierces through it, and the shadow moves around it. All right. Any bonus actions?
No.
Vala, you're up.
Righto. I'm going to pull out my mace. And do I have clear space to... make an attack?
You're standing in the middle, over the top of everyone. You've definitely got reach.
Okay, cool. So I will take the attack actions. So I get 2 attacks.
Yep.
So I will hit with my mace. First attack is 15 to hit.
Yep, hits.
And it does 11 points of damage.
Excellent.
And second attack is an 18 to hit.
Hit.
7 points of damage.
So did you get your sword buffed? What buff did you get off Izzah?
I got the Elven Boots for stealth.
Cool, cool, cool.
To try and mitigate my clanking plate.
You did a huge bit of damage, but this thing's still clinging to the side. Ear done and you're up.
Wonderful. There is an enemy nearby, isn't there?
Yes.
Wonderful. Is there a friend of mine? There's a friend of mine next to me, isn't there, as well?
Yeah, so there's a monster clinging to the side of the cart, attacking Nora, and right next to Adan as well.
Wonderful. I'm going to go for the one that's clinging onto Nora right now.
There's only one.
Only one. Oh my goodness, big one. All right, I'm going to go, try to attack it with my short sword.
All right.
16 to hit.
That hits.
Wonderful.
I roll damage.
Only 6. However, do I get sneak attack as well?
Yeah.
So that's 18 damage all up.
You slash this thing good, and it looks almost dead. It is now its turn. It is going to disengage, and it's going to let go and try and fade into the blackness as you guys are still moving. It might be dead, but, you know, it sees this as a losing fight. Nora, it's your turn.
There is nothing to hit.
No, you could have tried to shoot back at it, but no real point.
Well, I'll just look to the healers and be like, anything?
All good.
How much damage did you take?
Oh, only like 6 damage. But yeah. Being of my particular line of work, I need every hit point I can get.
I'll give her one of the... hang on. Let me do this in character. Perhaps this may be of more benefit than using a spell. And I'm going to give her one of the 6 healing potions that's in my pack.
Can I down it in the same turn, or do I have to wait till next turn?
No, no, you're like, down it now. Roll me an athletics check. Bala?
Here I do. That's another dirty 20.
Awesome.
Can I also cancel light on my staff so we're not lighting up like a Christmas tree?
Yeah, sure.
Cool.
Light is, it goes back to being dark. And as you come out of the tunnel going across the plains, you see one sign that says keep right. And you see a fork in the rail coming up ahead. And as you paddle and paddle, pumping, 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 you keep to the right. All right, roll me a d4. Let's go with Ted.
All righty, here we go rolling. That'll be a 3.
Okay. As you go around a mountain, with the moonlight the way it is, you see another fork in the road coming. Can I get you to roll a perception check?
Everyone?
Just
9.
There we go. And one more person that's at the front, so I'm guessing either Adan or Nora.
You're still a disadvantage?
No, that's all right.
18.
18, yeah. You see the fort coming up and more signs saying keep right. You do see in the distance on the right, though, the other cart. And you can't quite make it out, but it seems like there's something on the ground around it. And as you get closer, you see bodies.
We have a problem. The other cart seems to...
Vala, what are you doing right now? Roll me athletics.
All right, so I'm going to try and slow down the pumping...
Nobody's told you yet. Roll me athletics.
Okay, natural 20, so 25.
You are pumping hard.
Good job, buddy.
Vala, we need to stop. The other cart is stopped and there are bodies next to the cart.
What? Stop? How?
Slow.
Okay. You guys come towards the switch. I'll give you all one action before you guys hit the turn. Or run into the cart or whatever.
Is there an emergency brake thing that we as
we are coming closer and closer, Ted is just slowly retracting into his shell.
Oh, no.
So Modbrat said that there's a switch there. So Adan is going to try and hit the switch with the staff to try and change track.
Why would you do that?
So we don't hit the other cart.
Yeah.
We don't know. Where the other guy is going to go, though.
I don't know if I can allow that.
Vala's looking around for a emergency brake to pull.
Yeah, I'm definitely looking for that as well.
All right. Roll me a perception check at disadvantage, because you guys are flying. I think I'm going to also raise the DC of this by 5 because of the speed you guys are going with that 25.
I haven't over 5 yet, so let's see how this goes.
Not good.
Oh my god.
Oh, come on. 12
and a 15.
That's a dirty 20 12. And a 5.
12 and a 5? Yeah, no, so to answer you, Adan, you are at these speeds, turning the track with the staff as you hit it is not a thing.
Okay.
Like, if anything.
Would it be possible for me to shoot a bow and hit the switch?
It would have been. I'll give you a shot at disadvantage.
All right. Using my plus one short bow. Oh, and that one.
Oh my god!
4 and 11. I gotta say, that was crooked. It was on a 19. Oh, it was not on the god. 1. So either a 10 or a dirty 20.
Brace for impact.
Yeah, I can.
No, you fire, and it goes straight over the top of the signal. It like goes into the actual switch, but it doesn't change the position. And as you hit the switch, the cart goes left.
Everybody and jump off!
You yep. see the cart starts speeding up, and it is an embankment going down to a hole.
Yeah. Vala's leaping from the cart.
Jumping off.
Jump. Time to bail.
Yep.
So, yeah, I'm going to take a running leap and just, hoof it off the cart.
All right.
Ted is completely retracted in his shell, and he just sort of shifts his weight and tilts backwards off the cart.
And slides down the rest of the hill on your back.
All right. I'll get you guys to roll me a dex save. Anyone that didn't get jumped from the cart at disadvantage.
Yeah, I think we all jumped, so.
Okay. 17.
I'm taking a tumble.
Oh, buddy.
I'm like a 20.
13 for Vala.
16 for Iodanen.
So, was there any higher than 16?
Yep.
20.
20. Okay, was that just you?
I was a 17.
17. Okay. So, Nora and Ted, you guys jump clear and sort of bounce along the ground a bit. It's pretty high speeds, so take a d6 of damage.
Oh, come on.
You other guys go to jump clear and sort of get tangled in the controls and each other, and you go down the hole.
Does that include Taru and Brucey and our other friend?
They were in the other cart. The cart that I said that we were going to hit that had bodies around it.
Ah, my mistake.
Nora, as you jump out the back of the cart, I'll get you to roll me a perception check.
Disadvantage?
Adrenaline's pumping. I'll give it to you regular.
Okay.
Like, you're not going to get much from this.
7.
Yeah, she's not getting much from this at all.
Nope.
The switch was in front of, like, a grouping of rocks. As the cart went past the rocks and you jumped out, you saw movement of a slender body move away. And Ted, you heard a slight chuckle in all the screaming and banging. And as you come out of your shell, Ted, you see Nora scraped up on the ground, and you see the rail leading to a hole. You guys that went down the hole, roll me a luck roll. I'll just get one of you.
Oh,
I rolled
one.
A one.
Oh, buddy! Oh, no.
I was going to say, my D&D Beyond is freezing on me, so.
It said you rolled a 16 a jump.
Yeah, so just then. I rolled that. As soon as you said roll a luck, I pressed that.
I'll tell you what. Secondary, roll a luck.
Another one? I rolled an 8, but I'll roll another one if you want.
I'll get you to roll it because I didn't specify.
Okay.
Because my D&D Beyond keeps freezing on me.
Yeah, no, you guys went into a straight bottom pit, and you crash.
Oh, no.
And you take... Okay. Oh, dear Darnan, you're going to take 4d6 of damage. Vala, 3d6, and Edan, 2. So you can roll it yourself.
Hey.
16 damage, awesome.
You got 16 on 3d6?
Oh.
Oh, you got the 4. Okay, never mind.
I got the 4d6.
I got 9 damage. I had a 6, a 1, and a 2.
Not bad. As you come to and look around, you see other hand cars have gone down there. It seems to be the dumping ground for ones that aren't working very well anymore. It's extremely dark down there. I'll give you a perception check at disadvantage.
I've got dark vision, so am I right to just...
Oh, yeah, you're fine, yeah.
Not that I've been rolling well.
An 11 for Adan.
I cannot believe that all of us picked races that don't have dark vision.
I'm loving this.
21.
21, perfect.
Oh. Voila.
All right, you guys are looking around. There's crumbled stuff everywhere. Iodana, and you feel that there's no breeze, but you see over in the pile of rubbish, you see the edge of a carpet that seems to be moving of its own accord. Or there's a draft, maybe?
By the gods, can this night get any worse?
Well, Iodana, you're spending it with me, so it can't get any better. Tell me, my friend.
Did you just call me yourself?
Did I call you Iodana or Adan?
It sounded like you called me Iodana.
Well, I only think of me, so that makes sense. So tell me, Adan, do you see that little moving magic carpet over there?
He does not.
I do not.
At this point, Vala's going to sort of swing around to see what he's pointing at.
Yeah, you can see it.
All I see is a headache and a bruised bottom that hurt.
Looking up at the hole, can we see the entrance where Ted and Nora would be?
Yeah, and as we look out that hole, the camera's going to pan out to see Ted coming out of his hole, out of his shell.
Oof.
Oh,
not the softest landing.
Wander over and look down. The holes.
Me too. Very lame.
Yeah, you guys see the silhouette.
Hello? Oh gods, I hope they didn't die.
Not yet, Nora, not yet. You're not rid of us yet, little one.
Of course you'd be the one to survive. I'm just kidding. Ted, do you have any rope?
Well, let me just take a look in my bag. Sort of reaches into his shell and pulls out a 50-foot bit of rope.
Amazing. Do you think that, with mine, and I pull out my rope as well, is going to make that?
Ted looks down the hole. How deep's the hole?
40 feet.
We have to tie it to something, too.
Just jump down, Nora. Ted, you'll be fine.
Jump down. I don't feel like breaking my spine, thank you very much.
Well, we're fine down here. Just a couple of bruises.
Yeah, no thank you. I'll just focus on getting yours out of there, alright?
There's a doorway down here.
A doorway?
Uh-huh. And I think it's the way forward.
Yeah, I'll believe that when I see it, and I'm not going down there, so... I don't believe it. And I'm going to walk over to, like, I'm going to kind of walk, scanning the area for something solid that I can tie this rope around.
Tell me, Ted, is Taru and Spruce and the rest alive?
Ted will sort of turn around and go start inspecting the bodies. Give me a minute, I'm just checking.
You walk over, and you see a lot of the people that are in that cart are dead. You see Bruce is sliced up something shocking, but he's still breathing. The one that you saw with the yellow eyes is missing.
I assume Teru is not here either.
Yeah, Teru is not there.
Ted will pull out. What will he do? Pull out a bit of the bedroll that he has and sort of tear it a bit and sort of try and sort of patch the. Not patch. Sort of wrap the slices into.
Yeah, do them first. I'll let you do a medicine check.
Medicine. Ooh. A good job for what we had on hand.
Yeah. He's like, that little bitch, mate. Oh!
Ted will also cast Good Berry and sort of give him one. It's like, ew. Eat it up and you should maybe feel a little better.
Oh, yeah, he takes it and he... Oh, mate. Oh, God. I feel like shit. Oh, what? I don't know what happened. Stuna was acting weird all night and then she just lit up, told us to stop and just started chopping into us with a flaming friggin' weapon. And, yeah, she took terror. She had I don't know. Sorry, mate. I think we got betrayed.
That'll sort of scratch his chin. Sort of give Bruce a gentle pat on his shoulder and walk back over to the hole.
Down in the hole. You guys, what are you doing? There's a rope hanging down. Is Sky back yet?
I'm here.
Yep, we're all here.
I am here.
Did we check out what that carpet was that was spotted, or was that just movement?
Well, it's moving, but you don't feel a wind. You can go over and investigate.
I'd like to investigate.
As you walk over there, you don't feel a wind coming from anywhere, and yet the carpet's still moving.
Okay. I look around, noticing there's no breeze, but it's just like, what's making this move?
Sorry, I thought I explained it before. There's minecarts everywhere. These minecarts are crashed on top of each other, and there is, like, the edge of a carpet sticking out, moving.
Okay. Can I pull the carpet out?
You pull... And you hear like, and you start to think maybe I shouldn't try and just pull material out from.
Okay. Can I? Is it easy enough to uncover it?
Yeah. Give us athletics, and if anyone's going to help you, you can have advantage.
I will assist by pushing. Not that I'm able to give too much.
Oh, it was 22 on my first roll, anyway.
Yeah, that'll do. You start pushing and you get one cut off, and then after that it's a bit easier to get the next one off. And yeah, as soon as the weight comes off, the carpet just jumps out from underneath you and underneath the pump cart. And it's like, oh God! Oh! Oh, cheers, mate. Oh my God!
First there is a talking bird, and now there is a talking carpet. This world is a strange place now.
Yeah, Vala's eyes are just like, "What? I don't believe what I'm hearing."
I'll be a talking carpet. How you doing? I've seen a couple of you in my day. What's your name, fella?
Oh, mate. They call me Shaggy.
Shaggy the carpet.
Yeah. God damn. You just never expect this to happen. You're just chilling with your mates, and then they crash and die, and you get pinned for all eternity.
How long have you been down here for, Shaggy?
About a week.
Okay.
So not quite all eternity.
Well, you see how you like it, buddy.
No, sorry, that was...
It felt like eternity.
It is fortunate that you are not as squishy as us. Well, you would be dead with that many cuts on you.
Oh, after a couple of days, I was kind of hoping for it, but... How about we get up out of here?
And you're offering to give us a ride up the top. I do not have the physical strength to climb up that rope.
No. Everybody on board. Plenty of room.
Well, you're the most kind.
Little thank you. Little thank you. All right, jump on, everyone. Oh, God. You're a heavy one.
Yeah, Vala is very carefully like, am I going to fall through this carpet? And gets as low as possible, spreading her weight a bit.
Well, you're nothing compared to those pump carts, so it's all right, jump on. All right, here we go. And yeah, you guys go up and out of the hole. And yeah, Shaggy sets you down.
Thank you. Mid-ride, do you mind if I quickly do something on the way up?
Yeah.
I'm going to go behind Adan, hold on to him by his hips, and just start singing.
Adan?
Yes, Adan.
Nice.
I'm going to tell him that I'm going to show him a whole new world.
Oh my gosh! Yes!
Because Adan just bent over, like as soon as his feet touch the ground, he's just bent over, double. Like I failed my con save. He's afraid of heights, so he's throwing up.
Oh, doesn't change what I said.
I've got to say, that's a lot less romantic when one of you is trying to throw up. I imagine the movie would have been a lot different if Jasmine had been, like, just trying to hold in her lunch.
I can show you the
bread. Yeah. I can show you my breakfast. That's romantic and lovely. And you guys get to the top, and...
Somehow that made throwing up not quite as bad as I remember.
Well, anyways, I got kids to see, so peace out. You guys be good. Love to see you again sometime. I'm going to go catch up with the kids.
Thank you, Shaggy the carpet.
Yeah,
thank you, Shaggy.
And anytime you guys just, you're not going to call me, but, you know, chance meetings.
We look forward to it, friend.
All right. Peace out. And, yeah, just flies off.
I never want to do that again.
Ted just
stands there.
Ted just stands there scratching his head. This stage is getting more and more interesting.
Master Ted, are there any survivors on the other cart?
Yeah, Bruce should be fine, but Teru's missing in that. That elven one that messed with my spice rack seems to have been some kind of traitorous type.
What do you mean?
I solely hope she did not do that with the knife she stole from me.
Bruce sort of stumbles around the corner going, hang on, has anyone got like a second band-aid? And he is right messed up.
Oh, dear. That's...
Vala goes across and puts some lay on hands into him, and gives him another 3 hit points.
Cool. Yep. Thank you.
Does the three hit points seem to do too much?
No, he's still bleeding out everywhere, but he's happy. He's happier.
I can probably do more than these potions can, so have one of them. I'm going to pass Bruce one of the other, because I got 5 healing potions left, so I'll pass him one.
Oh, okay, so you pass out one. Okay, so you're down to 4?
Yep.
Tell me, Adan, do you have any more of those? as much as I like to show off, I took a bit of a tumble down there.
Are you telling me you prefer not to have my heels and you'd rather a consumable beverage?
Well, if you can spare a heal, I'm happy to be touched up by you, but I'd prefer either role.
I will perhaps hold on to my spells until we are in much dire need, and I will give you a potion.
Much appreciated.
So we're down to three, because Aedan has just taken one.
Yeah.
Near half health.
Alrighty.
Can Aedan, given that we've stopped here and they encounter with the creature before, I would like to pop one action of Eyes of the Grave.
No. Nothing undead.
Okay. So I've used it. I've got 3 times per long rest.
Yeah.
And it does not seem like we have any undead near us.
That's good to know. Actually, I was about to do the same thing with my divine sense, so.
Can I, the area around the other cart, or even on the other cart, can I do like an investigation to see if I find anything that would indicate like fiendish presence?
You don't need to do an investigation. The bodies are slashed up pretty bad with fire.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's you've seen a flaming scimitar before. You've been cut by one.
Mm-hmm.
You can make the connection, but you wouldn't know for sure. You could.
Right.
It'd be on the back of your mind.
I might go over to our friend Bruce then and just sort of ask if there was anything out of the ordinary about any of the who's missing again?
Teru
and the other person.
The elf with writing on their face.
While they're having a chat with Bruce, Adan would like to go and perform last rites on the corpses, give a prayer to Kellenvor for them, and then burn the corpses.
Yeah, no problem. So you go away and do that. And sorry, what were you saying?
Can I stop him from burning the corpses, please?
Oh, wow.
This will require me to talk to Adan. Well, Adan, I see what you're doing, but have you no respect for the dead?
I have respect for them not being cursed into undeath, and they cannot be raised into undeath if there is nothing left of them.
They're dead. You
they
bury
are
them.
Dead, which is
you
exactly
do not
what
touch you... them after that. You do not touch them. You bury them.
I am a death priest, son. My job is to prevent people from coming back as undead and to protect those from being killed from beasts.
That makes sense to me, but...
We are going up against necromancers on the rail. If we leave corpses here and just bury them nearby, undead servants could very well come and claim their bodies and they will be resurrected into undeath and their souls will be condemned for eternity. It is better to destroy their bodies now before they can be resurrected as ghouls or zombies.
But burning a body is also a sacred act.
Indeed, that is why I am a death priest.
It is nothing to be ashamed or scared of. I will assist in this matter.
This is not customary where you are from, Iadana.
No. All my life I've treated the dead with respect, and...
Aye.
I've never touched a dead body where I did not need to. So burning him, that doesn't seem right to me.
This is why I have taken on the burden of trying to send the dead on their way and protecting those whose time it is not yet come. Perhaps you could do the honors of speaking some peace over their corpses before I burn them and destroy the corpses. It is to send them to their gods before somebody else can claim them for themselves.
So be it. I will then say a blessing over them in Draconic.
Very well. You guys, you say your blessings and that, and who was talking to, I think, Nora, you were asking a question?
Mm-hmm.
Nora, can you ask the question again? Because
Bruce. Bruce, right?
Yeah.
I'm terribly sorry that you guys were attacked. I'm sure you've already told one of us, but Could you tell me what exactly happened on that cart?
Yeah, well, Stuna is a bit of a weirdo and a loose cannon. But tonight, she looked like she was on a game, and then out of nowhere, she just started screaming for us to stop. So we stopped just past that turn, and then she jumped out of the cart, turned around, and her eyes were like bright, freaky, geeky yellow. And then she pulled out a flaming sword and just started hacking into us. I'm not proud of this, but I played dead, and she left me alone. But, yeah, it was probably the most horrific thing I've ever seen in my life.
You probably should be proud of that. It was very quick thinking, and it probably saved you.
Yeah.
I was really afraid that that's going to be what happened here. Suna, the elf that I wrote on, the one I pranked.
Yeah, yeah, she had the thing written on her face. She never even washed it off. It was really weird.
And her eyes were yellow.
Not all the time. Just, yeah, they were yellow.
I'm not entirely sure what's happened to your friend, but I believe she's been in some way controlled by a fiend. A same fiend who attacked me earlier.
It definitely didn't seem like her. She can barely hold a sword, let alone a flaming one.
It definitely wasn't her. I don't know that that's any consolation, but I don't know that you were betrayed in so much as someone took advantage of the triad, as limited as it may have been.
Yeah. Oh, well. We've got a job to do, and,
Are you sure you want to keep going with that? You did just get all but disemboweled.
I've got some anger issues I'd like to work out, so,
No, all right. No, that's fine. Go for it.
If it's all right.
Like it. Yeah, no, definitely go for it. It's honestly, I feel like it's one of the best kinds of therapy. It's just beating someone to death. Wow, that sounded a lot worse out loud.
But, yeah, I don't know where Teru went, but I guess that's...
Oh, Teru! Ugh. So no idea where he went. He didn't, like, she didn't escape with him or anything. She didn't kidnap him. He just.
I didn't see.
I mean, that's fair. That's fair.
Let's just say, I would much rather fight some undead people than a crazy she bitch with a flaming sword. That looks like one of my friends.
I can't blame you. It's from experience, it's terrible. It's very bad. I'm sorry about that. I don't know that it's necessarily my fault that it's here, but...
What? No. I don't even... Okay. This is getting weird. I was never going to blame you. I don't know why you'd blame yourself. This is a crazy she-bitch with yellow eyes attacked us all and killed us. So, not particularly anyone's fault. There's crazy she-bitches out there. Let's just chalk this up to coincidence and go kill some people.
Sure. You know what? I like that. Let's do that. Do you want a sugar cake? I saved some from earlier. They're a little crushed, a little crumbly, but... I don't know, I feel like you could do with a lick me up. That's
You know what? I would love a sugar cake.
Here you go. I'll have one too.
Now, do you actually have a sugar cake?
Yeah, I've still got 5 of them.
You only took 5. You gave 1 to Adan, you had 1, and then 3 were stolen.
Oh, no, wait. No.
No, we got more after
You did. Died. Okay, yep. Oh, yeah, this is bloody fantastic. Thank you. This is just what I needed. Apart from health. Let's go. Also health.
Yeah. And I'll walk back to the others, just digging into this sugar cake.
How rough is Bruce looking at the moment as Adan is burning these corpses?
He's pretty bad up, but he's not bitching.
So even after the healing potion, he's still pretty rough.
He's all right. He's starts with a pretty big pull. So he's, as I said, he's cut up. You've healed him up a bit. He's not bitching. He's not asking for anything.
Yeah, well, basically what Adan was looking for as he was burning the corpses is if a strong wind would knock him over. So.
No, not Bruce.
Cool.
Alrighty.
Not Bruce. Love that. How much of the conversation would we have heard where we were?
No, you guys were arguing. Like.
Okay, so it was during our conversation.
All yes.
Right. So. Once we finish burning the corpses, Vala's going to turn to the group and say, right, so do we know what's going on? Where to from here?
My concern is that if they have been betrayed out here on the rail, what of those that did not come? Were they perhaps, was this perhaps a decoy as a group was attacked back in the town?
Well, if it was, there's not much we can do about that now.
True. Master Bruce, how far are we from the destination?
And as he's talking, he steps up onto the remaining pump trolley. About one more D4 roll.
That is incredibly descriptive.
Can someone translate for me?
Yanni Adanin, could you perhaps see if you can raise any tracks for this Suna and our friend Teru?
I'll help you. Something about this Suna person, right?
You want me to see if there's any tracks? Is that what you were asking?
Nora. Your senses will kick in with this, and absolutely, you will have advantage on your investigation.
Who are you?
If they, they did not take the cart, they have walked, which means that there are tracks through the sand and the rocks. My eyes are too old to be able to follow them myself.
Could you use light?
I could use light and give away our entire position to every single creature on the desert.
Can you control the amount of light that you make?
Yes, on and off.
I can turn it on. I can turn it off. I can perhaps cast it on something that we cover and use as a small lamp. But
sounds like a plan.
In the desert, it would still look like a star that is really close to the ground, which is generally...
Well, if I can interject, it's getting late, got people to kill. Also, we've all been screaming. There's been explosions. We were just the victims of a trap with large mechanical crashing and screaming. I'm fairly certain.
Very well. And then Adam will just tap the ground with his staff and it will light up again.
As everyone's stressing over that, Ted just sort of hands out the remaining good berries he has.
Oh. I think you must have, Ted. How much do they heal?
What do again?
One hit point each.
One hit point. Yay!
But you feel full, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
I couldn't eat another, mate. I couldn't eat another. Thank you, though. I appreciate it. So you guys, investor, can I get that investigation in? I was about to say with accuracy. That's the wrong game mode.
Advantage
for Nora.
Is that investigation or survival? They're the same.
Yeah, either or.
Okay. 16. Okay.
Yeah.
With advantage, right? Yep.
Yeah.
That's a solid 16.
Yes. You find the footprints, you see a drag, and you see at the end of the footprints to the side, you see someone scratched in the rock with a flaming pen / scimitar leave. And then the footsteps disappear.
This is as far as the tracks go. We should get on. There's nothing more we can do this way, so at the very least we can wipe some necromancers off the face of Yuren Vaymar.
That sounds good.
Can I just give Nora, I'm gonna give you initiative. Help me out with word people.
Inspiration
for remembering Yuren Vaymar so flawlessly. That was really good. That's a horrible word to say. I literally in my head said world or earth as you said it.
Yeah, well.
All right. So,
a lot of practice.
So you guys are all board the pump car, and Bruce takes up the point, starts pumping, and I'll get you guys to roll me 1d4.
For everyone?
Ted.
Gotta be Ted.
Radio.
Come on, Ted. Come on, protagonist.
Two. Excellent. So with a two, you guys are rolling, and you come up to the, it looks like a tower at the outside of the mining community. This looks like a guard outpost.
How far away from the guard outpost are we?
You've come around the mountain, and the guard outpost is about 300 feet away. And, yeah, you can see people walking around outside. Bruce is still pumping fairly confidently towards the guard outpost.
Hold up, buddy. I feel like we should be a little smarter about how we go into this.
It should be all right.
How do you know the people in the guard outpost?
We were meant to meet him about half an hour ago, but, yeah, we got this. And he keeps pumping and slowly brings the cart to a slow at the outpost, where you guys are greeted by about six guards with spears and a couple with crossbows, all playing poker. Hey, Bruce. Hey, how you doing? Yeah, good. We're still on break for like 20 minutes. Make it quick, all right? Yeah, mate. Sure thing. And he turns to you guys and just gives you a wink.
Well, that was easy.
Yeah, I don't know why anyone fights. Bribes are amazing.
So, where now?
And he slowly starts pumping you guys into the town past the outpost. So, as you approach the town, you notice that there are no lights on, which is a little bit strange for a mining outpost at this time. You'd think there'd be some out in the streets.
I would say, what does Vala see? But she's not been seeing much this tonight, so...
No. You all see the moon's out. The moon's out. You guys can see, like, you're not looking 300 feet away with dust and stuff. This is... You're in town. The moon's out. You can't see into the houses. But it doesn't look like much movement, and it doesn't look like there's any lights on.
It's very quiet.
It is really quiet.
Too quiet.
Allow me to scout a little bit ahead. See if we got.
Well, light is off again by this stage.
Yeah, understood.
Before Eidanen takes off, Vala's going to quickly just do a divine sense to detect good and evil.
Yeah.
Also, 60 foot range for any celestial fiend.
It seems. What was it? Celestial fiend.
Or undead.
Or undead, cool. So, no fiends, no celestials. Right at the edge of your senses, you feel a whole, like, unholy group of undead.
Okay. Before Eidanen takes off, I grab the back of his collar and said, you might just want to wait. There are a lot of undead not far from us, about 60 feet from us.
Should
Do I pick up, get a sense of any direction, or is it just that they're there?
Oh, no, you get the direction. So you guys are sort of walking into town. It's pretty much a one-street town. And, well, let's say T-intersection-style town. And right where the T-intersection is, you feel, like, off the roadside, you feel a big clump of undead just there.
I relay that to the rest of the group. There is a big clump of undead just off to the side here.
Then perhaps we should find a more discreet way of approaching rather than down the main street.
That, or we use that as kind of a pinching point.
But who is being pinched? If he is detecting a large group, we are a small group.
That makes so.
Before we go too much further, are there any of you who can attack at range?
I can.
I do.
You do? Okay. Cool.
I will keep that in mind.
I might be able to do something a bit later if need be that will help with your ranged attacks. But we'll leave that be for the moment.
All right.
So how are you going about this? Is going to be stealthy? You could just say we're stealthing up or we're...
Would you like me to go onto a rooftop or something and check it out, or?
I was thinking the same thing.
Nora and I are going to stealth it up on the rooftops. Is that how you say it?
Yeah.
Sure thing, old man.
Stroll.
All right, well, both of you roll me a stealth.
Natural 20! Yes!
Very nice.
Get it. Oh, I'm so good.
18.
So good.
That's awesome.
Oh!
You guys become the wind and slowly go across. And as you look in each of the windows, you don't see anyone in there. On the third house, you sort of go through on the second story. You just see like a guy in there. He looks like he's just had a wash and he's just saying his prayers before bed. And yeah, he seems to be just a normal mining bloke. And yeah, as you go around, you see, as you get to the Tina section, you see 30, 35 people with their limbs just falling off. They're still in sort of like a dirty uniform. These are obviously workers that have died and been brought back, and they're just being stored outside until ready to be used tomorrow. Roll me a luck check. Nora.
Okay.
Whoops.
Oh, either one.
Well, if you already did, then.
Oh, no. You might want to.
Nope. Sorry, you already did. You already did.
Come on. You done it,
I rolled
bruh.
A six. I'm not lucky today.
Dude.
You see some roving patrols of unhuman nature. Roll me a stealth check, both of you.
Uh-oh. Okay, 15.
10.
Oh, buddy. You're the rogue.
I'm not doing well tonight.
No, you're not. Oh, buddy.
And that's where I'd like to end the session. Guys, I hope you enjoyed tonight. I'm first rule first. Everyone gets a level. Give us a roll. Nope, 5. You don't get a feat, but you had a chance to get the feat. And that's something, isn't it? So you had the chance to get a feat, you got a level, and we all had fun. Once again, proving...
Once that's again, the proving. Best way to have D&D is among mates.
No, you shut up. It's my line. All of you shut up. All of you
Once again, proving that the best way
to play D&D. Let me say my line.
It's amongst mates.
Sorry, Mitch, you say it.
No, don't worry. I'll just record my own later. it's my show. Thank you very much.
You're gonna disrespect.
Just spit in my face.
Showing such disrespect among mates.
Yeah. The best way to be disrespectful is among mates.
Among mates.